the Academy of Arts. The Academy of Arts is one of the oldest educational institutions in Russia. Ivan Ivanovich Shuvalov founded it in 1757. He was one of Empress Elizabeth's favorites, and actually had been ruling a vast empire for the last 11 years of her reign. However, Shuvalov didn't use the unlimited power just for his own enrichment. He even refused the ranks and awards which were offered. The main business of his life, he believed, to be the development of science and art in Russia. Being Lomonosov's close friend, he helped the scientist and sponsored his studies, opened a university in Moscow, and an academy for the so-called three most noble arts, which are architecture, sculpture, and painting. He then became its first president. Shuvalov invited prominent artists from Western Europe for teaching and writing the organizational charter of the academy, and he selected the first students on his own. The main and only criteria for admission was talent. So not just the poor and lower class people, but even serfs could get an opportunity to study there. While the house of the academy was being built, Shuvalov gave his palace for classes, and many students and teachers resided there, thanks to the hospitality of the host. The academy gave grants to the best students for internships in Europe. Among the academy's first students were well-known painters Rokotov and Lysenko, the sculptors Shubin and Shedrin, and a galaxy of talented artists glorifying the following ruler. Among the academy's first students were the well-known painters Rokotov and Lysenko, the sculptors Shubin and Shedrin, and a galaxy of talented artists who would glorify the following ruler. With the enthronement of Catherine II, also known as Catherine the Great, Shuvalov was removed from the presidency. But he did not forget his creation, and donated his collection of paintings to the academy. Subsequently, the academy graduated the architects Voronichin, Zakharov, Starov, the painters Brulov, Surikov, Repin, Kramskoy, and many others were formed in the glory of the Russian arts. The Academy of Arts still functions today as an educational institution and has a museum inside. At the bank of the Neva River, in front of the academy, you can see two sculptures of Egyptian sphinxes. Perhaps surprisingly, they are in fact original statues, brought from the ancient city of Thebes. According to scientific estimates, they are about 3,500 years old, and they depict the pharaoh Amenhotep III. On the banks of the Neva River, the sphinxes appeared during the reign of Nicholas I in 1832, and they are the oldest statues in the city. If you go down towards the river, you will be able to see other mythological creatures, griffins and winged lions. Some people believe that they can make all wishes come true. To do this, one needs to put their right hand in the mouth and pat them on the head. Nobody knows for sure if it is true or not, but the griffins' ears and heads are rubbed up so that they shine and sparkle like gold.